These are sort of your prime settling down years.
Settling down years. Gentlemen, does that surprise anybody listening to the show? Does it? No, I didn't think so. No. This didn't surprise any of you because we all saw it coming. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to welcome you into the show. So, kind of going on the heels of what we talked about yesterday, I think we need to discuss how a lot of women today see men as like an insurance policy. Now, insurance can take many different forms. We got life insurance, we got renter's insurance, we got fire insurance, we got auto insurance, we got the whole shebang. But you might be asking, well, Austin, what are you talking about? What do you mean as an insurance policy? Well, my friends, for those of you who have lived long enough to see this, or you see it on the internet, you don't have to see it in person, but you can. The younger women are usually in like the late teens to 20s, mid 20s, and late 20s, bridging on like the late 20s to early 30s category. A lot of times they just want to have fun. They want to go out to the club, they want to go to the bar, they want to go to a trip to the Bahamas, they want to go backpacking around Europe, all that kind of stuff, right? But then when the biological clock starts to near midnight, they're like, oh shoot, oh, I got to maximize this now. I got to go in there and I got to cash out my chips in the casino while I still got chips to cash in. And that's what we're talking about today. Men are not often treated more than a utility, number one, or number two, they're not really treated like the prime. And while men are in their prime, women are like, oh, you can't date younger women, it's no good. Versus when they were young, they went for older men. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't even know that, did you? If you're old enough to know, you know what I'm talking about. But you don't have to take my word for it, my friends. Today, we're going to look at some videos that are going to explore this concept amongst other ones that are going to kind of tie in. But before we get with the videos, I want to let you guys know, this is your show as much as it is my show. This is your community. You want to talk about this in the comment section? You want to talk about your experience with being treated like you are not the first option? You are not being pursued with that fervor that you've seen other guys be chased. You don't get that treatment that you see that might even not be real on the internet. Or you've been treated like you were a utility. Let me know. And speaking of letting you know, I'll let you guys know, we're going to return to this conversation right quick, the men versus bear conversation. Now, you might be saying, oh, we're going back to this again, if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, well, there was this whole trend going on a couple months ago. It might have even been just 1 month ago, now that I'm thinking about it. About 1 month ago, about women talking about how they prefer to be with a bear over a man. So we're going to hop into that. But before we do that, gentlemen, I gotta clear the elephant in the room here. Did anybody else see Trump get shot? Anybody else see that? I remember when I was actually bowling when I saw it, and I was like, there is no conceivable way that they tried to do this in broad daylight. They tried to assassinate Trump, in my estimation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My friends, that's the kind of times we're living in right now. Which, going to me, it's easy to get mad and angry at politics, and trust me, I do my fair share of it, but to me, it highlights more and more the importance of tending your own garden. And that's why we harp on relationships, because I don't want you to be seen as an insurance policy, home insurance, fire insurance. I don't want you to be that guy who is used after you put in all this hard work. I don't ever want you to be in that position. Because that is the ultimate diss, in my opinion. So despite all the craziness, the conspiracies, the objective, disgusting realities that we're seeing, we got to focus back up on our situations. We got to focus back up on our own gardens and not let the weeds sprout in our flower beds. Let's get to this video after clearing the elephant in the room. Speaking of the elephant in the room, oh, this woman's nose looking like a whole elephant trunk, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get started.
Men still don't get it, so let me see if I can clarify a couple of things. After all of the comments and going back and forth a couple of times, I realized that men actually think that women physically want to choose the bear over a physical man.
Well, there are some women who have actually said that. Whether they were trolling or not is really not the point. Again, gentlemen, this whole, like, man versus bear thing, it's just meant to take a crap on men in plain English. Most people don't even understand what bears are actually like. They've never seen a bear in real life. They've never seen a video of a bear just mauling the crap out of somebody. They've never seen that. They think the bear is like Yogi Bear. Or like Boog from Open Season, that one movie. Like, they think that it's like our cute bear on a unicycle. That's what they think of. They don't think of a vicious killing machine, an apex predator, which is what a bear actually is. Let's continue. Come on, ma'am. What do you got to say? Got your tongue? Ha 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 ha. Oh, no. Why is it lagging on me? Did she take the video down? No way. Did she actually take it down? That's awesome. Okay. Well, if she took it down, we're going to go to the next one. All right. Let's go to the next one. This is about women getting married. So we were just talking about women wanting to get married about that, like, 20 and 30s era. That's not all women, but it's generally what we see in most modern American women who are, like, under the age, and, like, Gen Z millennial types. So let's see what she has to say. No. What's... No way. Why is all this stuff lagging? This is so bad. What do you mean, brother? What do you mean? Sorry, boys. We got some technical difficulties up in here. Okay. Finally, I got it working. Finally.
If you're a woman and you want to get married, I don't give a fuck. You got to do this technique. Oh. And I will never, ever stop preaching this technique until you get fucking married. Because it fucking works.
Dude, does anybody else see the crazy eyes I'm seeing on the screen right now? Oh, no. Oh, no. This is... Yo, who married this woman, bro? Oh, no. Gentlemen, which one of y'all married this woman right here? This is not good, bro. This is not good.
I'm realist and skeptic when it comes to
Oh, the eyes, dude. I can't. I'm like, I just got chills, dude. The eyes. The crazy eyes. Like, the coca crazy eyes. Oh, my gosh.
Relationships. And I still got what I wanted, bitch. And I didn't even ask for it, bitch.
Oh, and she's swearing worse than my military buddies used to. Oh, what a package deal this is.
Can you fucking imagine? I just said the intention and did this technique, and within a month, I got a proposal. No cap! I'm telling you. And
who married this broad, bro? I mean, let's count. Let's see what we're dealing with here. We got crazy eyes. We got manufactured. We got curses like a sailor. We got no class. And then we got the, I'm manifesting. Guarantee you they ain't read a shred of Napoleon Hill. They don't even know what they're talking about. Manifesting. Ma'am, it has nothing to do with manifesting and everything to do with the fact that you have ass titties in plain English. And dudes are thirsty. Let's continue. And I guarantee you this dude that she married is an absolute gump.
It's a prayer technique by Neville Goddard. You're gonna fall asleep to the wish fulfilled, and I don't care what it is that you want. But if it's marriage in particular, you gotta fall asleep to having, feeling a ring.
Oh, and she's drinking too. Oh, no. Gentlemen, believe it or not, this woman actually reminds me of an ex of mine. Oh, yeah, I know. I know that's gonna be like, Austin, what were you thinking? Trust me. I ask myself the same question, and the only thing I can come back to is she knew what she was doing in the bedroom, and I'll leave it at that. Let's continue.
On your finger, and you're gonna feel it and feel it and feel it until it hardens into motherfucking fact. I'm a Neville Goddard student, and I've done all the work for years. I'm telling you, this is the only guy you need for manifestations.
I can guarantee you this had nothing to do with manifestation and everything to do with the fact that she was giving this dude probably the best sex of his life, considering the fact that she looks like she's absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Oh, God. Gentlemen, which one of y'all married this woman, man? Oh, no.
If you're into law of attraction and manifestations, I'm sure you know the secret, right? That's how it all started. That's how they spread the message. But the shit was that this lady who actually wrote a book and did the documentary, she did the Neville Goddard techniques to actually manifest that movie. And y'all don't know. This is why you gotta listen to Neville. Like, you shouldn't be listening to new people. Only to Neville Goddard students. And I'm biased, I might be, but...
What the hell is this? Is this some promotion for some dude I've never heard of? Yeah, is there anything to do with the fact that she manifested? Not because she's crazy and probably gave this dude the best sex of his life, and he was probably down bad and married her because he... Oh, gosh, talk about bad advice. Oh, gentlemen, I mean... no, hold on a second. Before we move on, let's take one more look at this woman real quick. Does this remind... Okay, gentlemen, I want you to be totally honest with me and with everybody else in the community right now. Gentlemen, how many of y'all have been with a woman like this? I already told you I have, much to my chagrin and shame, but I will tell you, I can guarantee you all of us have been with a woman like this. Maybe not that looks like this, but talks and acts kind of like this. Oh, we wouldn't be caught in public with these women, no. But we've been with them, for sure. Oh, man. Talk about an insurance policy. This dude gonna need some serious health insurance. This is the kind of woman that totally Swiss cheeses you and stabs your car tires, bro. Oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
This is so bad. Oh, speaking of bad... I don't know what this is going to be, but this should be interesting. Okay, let's go to this. You know, I was just talking earlier about how the late 20s, early 30s stage is kind of like the epiphany phase for women when they want to cash in their chips at the casino of love, and they want to find the best guy they can, even though they know he's not going to be like the guys they've been attracted to in the past, because if he was, she would have already been with him. Yeah. Okay, let's see what this woman has to say. Maybe she'll surprise us, gentlemen. Maybe she'll give the most based advice of all time. I seriously doubt it, but let's see.
This is my best advice for all of you ladies in your sort of mid to late 20s / early 30s. My last video was my best advice for women in their early 20s, and I got a few comments about other age ranges, so I thought I would just go through them. So this one asked for the sort of late 20s, early 30s. So let's start there. These are sort of your prime settling down years.
Settling down years. Gentlemen, does that surprise anybody listening to the show? Does it? No, I didn't think so. No. This didn't surprise any of you because we all saw it coming. We saw it coming from a mile away. All right. Oh my, no freaking way, bro. I just saw this is almost 6.5 minutes long. Oh no, there's gonna be a lot of talking in circles. Oh, this should be good.
And these are also your prime baby-making years.
That is 100% false. The best years are actually as soon as humanly possible after you hit puberty. Just so you know. But of course, you don't strike me as someone who's a biologist. You can't even get your bangs right. Let's continue.
Should you wish to have children? So I think it's really important that you be intentional with your dating at this point in time. If you are a woman who desires marriage and children, then it's important to be only dating men who, one, would meet your standards in terms of a man that you would see yourself marrying.
In other words, I'm going to find myself a gump. I'm not gonna chase Pookie anymore. I'm not gonna try to get his commitment anymore. I'm not gonna try to get Chad's commitment anymore because it's not working. I'm gonna lower the bar and try to get the dudes that are then meet my standards to try to meet my standards and just find the best one I got. In other words, 1-800-GET-A-GUMP is what the number you're gonna call.
You think would be a good husband and a good father to your children.
Not the man you're attracted to, but everything else she said.
And to who is himself in a place where he is ready to get married and he is actually looking for his wife.
Money.
At this age, it's really important not to date for potential, in my opinion.
In other words, date a guy who's already established. See, that's where they get the game messed up. Gentlemen, this is the problem. This is why this is where the whole adage of women wait at the finish line for the dudes to cross it and then they choose the winners. Here's the problem. Women are supposed to build with men if they want a millionaire or a billionaire man. And I'm not talking about just getting with him. I mean, like, being with him. They got to build with that man when he's not already winning. Because when he's already won the game, you really think a guy, I don't care what age he is, from 18 to 80, you expect me to believe that a guy who's made it, who's financially successful, he's happy, he's out there, he's killing the game, he's traveling, he's doing all kinds of stuff. You think he's going to be looking for a woman who's in her about late 20s, early 30s to get married to? Are you kidding? Only if he's like the biggest gump on the planet would he ever even consider doing that. See, he has no need for you now. Now, he already has what he wants. If he wants to get married and have children, why would he choose a woman who's 30 when he could choose a woman who's 18 to 20? Or 22, just out of college. Why would he choose a woman who's 30 for kids? That doesn't make any sense at all. Zero. See, that's where you get the game messed up. You want to now find a guy in his prime. Meanwhile, you're not in your prime no more. You see how backwards this is? But this is the idea of being an insurance policy. She doesn't actually care about you. If she did, she would have gotten you back in her prime. But now that she's kind of teetering off and you're going way up, she's trying to catch you while you're on the rise. She's trying to buy into the stock before it hits its peak. That's what she's trying to do. Just like you might play the stock market or the crypto market, she's playing the relationship marketplace. Write that one down, because it's exactly what happens. Well, she got to say, that totally doesn't prove any points I've ever made on the show ever.
That's for your early 20s, okay? Now it's time to get serious. If a man is not, right now, in this moment
get serious.
In time, in a place where you look at him and think, yes, I'm get serious. Exactly as he is today, right now, then you shouldn't be dating him at all.
Gentlemen, how many of you have met women like this, whether you're older or younger? Like, say, let's say you're like your mid-20s to like your 50s and beyond. How many of you have met women who are like 30, 40, whatever, 50 even, who talk like this? Like, oh, we'd be a good power couple. Oh, I'm ready to settle down and get married and, you know, and have children and have a family. And you're like, why exactly would I do that with you, considering that you've had all this time, all this option, and yet you can't make a decision? You can't find a man. Whether you have kids or don't have kids, if you have kids, it's worse. If you don't have kids, it still means that what have you been doing this whole time? Like, when did you decide you wanted this? Because it wasn't a long time ago. If it was, then you have the worst, absolute worst decision-making skills in history. Gentlemen, see, don't fall for this, guys. I get it. You want to be a nice guy. You want to be a Christ-serving guy, maybe. You want to be somebody who's a nice pillar of the community. I'd almost rather you be like what Ice Cube said, and be a menace to society. Not from how you break the law or do anything, because you never do that. But instead saying, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and marry a woman who's 30 and say I'm a winner. I'm not going to sit here and get with a woman who would not have gotten with me 5 or 10 years ago and say that I'm winning. You're not winning. You lost. You lost, because if you were winning, you would have seen for what was really happening to you, that she was setting you up. But you didn't see that. You were so busy being like, oh my gosh, it's finally happening, you guys. It's finally happening. I got a girlfriend. Oh my God. And then before you know it, you hear this. The judge is dropping the gavel and you've been divorced and you're like, oh my, how did this happen? Yep. Because think about it rationally. All joking aside, let's think about it rationally for 2 seconds. The longer you live alone as an adult, the more you gain the natural, oh, I do this way, I do this the other way, and I operate in this type of lane, so to speak. How then are you going to merge your lane with somebody else's lane after paving it to the right for 10 years and he paved to the left for 10 years? Answer, it's not going to work. You can't merge that company together no more. It's not going to work. It doesn't make any sense. Because they've done things one way for so long, and so you've done things a different way for so long, and now somebody's going to have to give, and neither one of you are going to want to.
And if the guy does it, he's going to be weak. And if the woman does it, she's going to call the guy toxic for him not doing it. Tell me I ain't lying. Tell me I'm lying.
What?
I'm telling you, this is the way it works. I know you don't like it, but it's the way it...
You lied to me.
Gentlemen, if you're older and you've been through this, whether it's through your divorce or through your long-term relationship, or you're older and you see this just in normal casual dating, please let me know. I'd love to hear it. It might save another guy's life. Let's continue with this video.
And this is the mistake I think a lot of women make at this age, where they meet a great guy, but it's like he's not quite there yet. And it's sort of like, he's great, but if only. And they make the mistake of waiting around.
No, in other words, they try to rationalize why they should want him, even though they don't want him because they're not actually attracted to him.
Hoping that he'll get his shit together and become that guy. That is a lottery that I do not think you can afford to play at this age. Instead, you should focus your time and attention on yourself and your own sort of life, your own self-development, your own things, whatever it is that you have going on for yourself. And then,
horrible advice. Women, ladies, if you're listening to the show, you want to get married, I'll tell you exactly how you do it. Number one, the youngest you can, you find the best guy from either friend group or church or whatever who has the highest potential to gain, who is good enough looking, who has a good enough job. You marry that man, you stick by that man, and you help build that man. You will win. Oh, I know. Oh, I'm... Austin, what do you know about the female experience? You don't know anything. Okay, yeah, feel free to ignore me at your own risk, but when I'm still making content in 10 years and you're 32 or you're 34, guess what? You're going to look back and you're going to think, dang, I could have been married all this time if I listened to Austin, but I didn't because I didn't think he knew anything when it turns out he was right. Oh, don't worry, you won't say that right now. Well, you'll say that in about 10 years when I'm still doing the show and you're still single. Let's continue.
Only date men who are already that guy. It is much better to stay single than it is to be with a man just for the sake of being with a man.
Gentlemen, do not ever for 2 seconds, and I mean it when I say this, do not mistake the idea of, quote, being single as being celibate. It is not true. Oh, I know. You see, here's the thing. They're so clever that when you hear, oh, I was single, you think she was alone the whole time. No. Actually, it's the opposite. It means she was probably out doing all kinds of backflips, front flips, side flips on the carousel this whole time. Oh, yeah. Of course, they won't tell you that because they know that their sexual market value will go down if they tell you that. So they won't tell you that. And if you ask them that, they're going to be like, well, why does it matter? Or, oh, it shouldn't matter. Or, oh, why are you asking? Are you shallow? Or are you insecure? They're going to flip it back on gaslight you. That's what gaslighting is. It makes you feel crazy for being reasonable. Gentlemen, do not fall for this trap. It's very easy to think, oh, single, which means she was alone the whole time. No siree. Not true.
I love the poorly educated.
I wouldn't fall for that trap. Don't do it. It's a total and absolute hellhole. Don't do it.
Because you think, oh, maybe he will wake up one day and realize, like, you're the one.
In other words, if she chases Chad for long enough, she hopes he'll reach back and find her. Doesn't happen.
Trust me, he either thinks you're the one or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, it might not have anything to do with you.
Actually, it has everything to do with you. If you were that woman, he would pick you, but you're not. You're just like every other Becky in his rotation. And that's why you're not getting their commitment.
And it might not mean that he's a bad man. It just means that he is not ready to get serious, and or you're simply not the person that he sees himself getting serious with.
Gentlemen, I know I pause this a lot, but there's so much to take from this video. We're not even halfway through. There's so much to unpack in this video. You see, you need to be able to decipher this language. If you're not able to do it, you're going to take things at face value and you're not going to see the... It's like trying to see a picture from just the very small front portion and you're staring at it and you're like, I don't get this picture. It doesn't make any sense. And then when you back up and you see the whole frame, you see the river, you see the castle, you see the dragon, you see the man, you see the princess, and you're like, oh, it makes sense now. Oh, I get it now. You got to do that with every single one of these videos or conversations or anything that you have in this life. The reason you have to is because if you don't, you will fall for the exact trap they're setting for you. What do I mean? I'll explain. Gentlemen, you see, here's the thing. When it comes to this type of advice, you would be forgiven if you thought, oh, you know what? She just had a bunch of bad dudes in her life. She couldn't find the right guy, and they were dirt bags, or they were mean to her, and she just couldn't find him because she was so naive and didn't know what she wanted, and now she does, and now she's ready to find the right guy, and I'm that right guy. No. 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 1,000 times no.
Oh, hell no.
Never fall for that, because it's not true. Number one, last time I checked, women were human beings with free agency and choice, and they were adults. Okay? You can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, I'm a feminist, but I also am a weakling and a victim, and I don't have any agency. No. No, it's one or the other. Either you're strongly independent, or you're not. You can't cherry pick. You could try on the internet, but we're going to call you out, because we know that you're lying. We know what you're actually saying here. You're saying you spent all this time chasing the guys you actually wanted, but guess what? Big surprise. A lot of other women also wanted the guy that you wanted. And you had so much pride in yourself that you had the golden plate of coochie that if you just got with this guy, he would forget all his hoes and he'd choose you. And guess what? You tried that time after time after time and it never worked. And now you are so convinced still that it's not your fault that you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm just going after the wrong... I'm attracting. No, not even going after because that would require too much agency. No, I'm attracting the wrong guy. So now what I gotta do is I gotta go to church. Now what I gotta do is I gotta go to youth group. Or now what I gotta do is I gotta go to, oh, I don't know, the community center or whatever. And I gotta find a good gump guy who's not gonna catch on with the fact that I have all this baggage, that I have all this trauma, that I have all this unresolved issues, that he's gonna just forgive me. Where can I find this guy? Oh, that's right. There's a group of people who forgive everybody and don't ask a lot of questions. It's called the church. I'll go there. Mm-hmm. You know how many people do that? A lot. Especially black women. And the white women and Hispanic women are not far behind, but the black women, gentlemen, if you're in the audience and you've dated black women, married black women, let me know. You grew up in the community, you let me know. And tell me if I'm lying. Because I can guarantee you I'm not. I've seen this. I've seen it, and I've heard other men talk about this from the black church's perspective. This is nothing new. She'll have been with 50 Cent. She'll have been with Ricky Ray, Ray J, all these dudes. And then she'll be Ice Cube, you name it. And then she'll come into church saying, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. And then before you know it, guess what? She found some gump to care for her and her nappy-headed kids she had with 50 Cent, allegedly. Oh, man. You think I'm lying. I'm telling you, man. I wish I was, truthfully. I do. But I'm not lying to you. If you think I'm lying, feel free to walk away off this channel right now and never come back if you think I'm lying to you. Now, I'm not telling you to not care about religion. I'm not telling you to not be religious. I'm telling you to understand that not everybody has your best interest. And then if you want to listen to this show and you want to listen to other men in this community, you're gonna have to accept the fact that reality doesn't favor following everything that religion says. You have to use your own brain and you have to decipher things you might hear come from bird brains like this. Because if you just believe what everybody tells you, you will never get ahead in this life and you will just be a no one Joe Schmo normie who fades into existence because you never had a true impact and you never even truly lived. You kind of just survived. But enough of my rants. Let's continue with this video.
And that's absolutely fine, but you need to learn to let those people go. I think this is also the age where women do get a bit afraid of being single and staying single. And that fear of being alone often drives women into relationships with men that they know are just not suited for them.
In other words, they're still a victim. And I thought, wait a minute, ma'am, correct me if I'm mistaken and my ears stopped working, but I think you just said that you would prefer to be single than to settle for a guy, but then you just said that you're afraid of being alone. Can you make that make sense, please? Because that cognitively didn't make any sense. That was, you can't have it both ways. That doesn't work that way.
And also makes them stay longer than they should because they're afraid if they let this one go that they'll never find another better man. But this is a trap, and this is what often wastes your time. Way more than being single, it's actually being with the wrong man. Instead, you should just embrace being single, because being single is the time when all of the opportunities are open to you.
In other words, like, you got all the Chads, all the Pookies, all the Ray Rays, even a Giga Chad to go and try to make it work. Man, oh man, I'm telling you, man, they're telling themselves, man. Look, she's been talking for over 3 minutes and she's telling on herself. She got 3 minutes to go and she's giving you all so much game. You just gotta have the code to decipher what she's saying. I would be curious to know how old this woman is, because she looks like she's in the exact age range she's talking about, if not older. And gentlemen, so disingenuous, dude. It's so bad. See, the problem is, guys, we've been programmed, we've been conditioned to be nice dudes who care about people, who take the benefit of the doubt, who are nice, who are thoughtful, and we give second chances. But gentlemen, all the advice she gave was excellent advice for men and horrible advice for women. Gentlemen, you as a man are often defined by characteristics that involve giving to everybody but yourself, number one, and number two, by your ability to get and or attract women. And let me tell you something, as a guy who's gone through monk mode, as a guy who continues to go through monk mode, I'm gonna tell you something. Once you step away from the game, once you gain some outsider perspective and you look in, you realize how much time, energy, attention, sanity, money, and opportunities that you miss out on by chasing these wild horses and trying to get them to do whatever it is that you want from them. Whether it's you're a normal dude and you want intimacy, or you're a more sensitive man and you want cuddles, I don't know what you want. But this is the problem. A lot of people, they don't decipher what we just heard when she says that she's using that the guy she's describing, the phantom invisible guy, as an insurance policy to bail them out their bad choices. But they make it seem like, oh, that guy is winning because he's getting some better upgraded version of me. No, he's getting the downgraded, more damaged version that's been sent back to GameStop 3 times. That's been in that's classified as slightly used when it's been used by multiple people and has multiple save files on it. Gentlemen, you wouldn't go into a video game store, would you, to the used game section, buy that game, and then pick it up, put it in your console, you know, after like blowing on it multiple times, you know, and then you put the game in, you boot up the game, and the game says, previous save file, QWERTY whatever, man, random guy, level 37, continue or new game? Would you play that guy's save file? Probably not, right? Because that'd be weird. Just randomly, you know, go in the game like a quarter halfway through. You wouldn't do that. No, it makes no sense, right? Well, then why the hell are you doing that with people? You wouldn't do that with his game, but you'll do that with his girl? Why? Why would you do that? Answer, because you're coming from a place of desperation. When people are desperate, they make bad choices. Case in point, when people just get insurance to get insurance, they tend to pay more to get less. The same way that you as a man, if you commit, you tend to pay more to get less. Married men, stand up and let your voice be heard. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there and you know, but you too scared to talk about it. Divorced guys, you're a little better at talking about it. But most guys who are married, they won't talk about what I just said because they're afraid. Their wife looking over their shoulder like, You better tell him he's wrong. You better tell him he's not right, even though you know I'm right. Gentlemen, you see, here's the thing. How many of us work super hard in our lives to get to where we want to go? I can guarantee you it's more than just me. I can see the crowd. There's more than just me. Do you really want all that hard work to produce this? Like, this is what you worked so hard for? To get that? Why? To me, it makes no sense. Why are you going to let people guilt you into doing it? You're going to let people tell you that you're not a real man if you don't? Or you're a bad man or whatever? I will fall for this crap, dude. Seriously. At the end of the day, you're the only one who's losing. You are giving up on yourself and what you want, if you even know what it is that you want. My friends, I would encourage you to have more self-esteem and have a backbone to not be treated like an insurance policy, because a lot of women will treat men like an insurance policy. I could have listened to that woman talk for 3 more minutes, but number one, I already have a migraine listening to this woman, and I have many things I need in my life, and another headache is not one of them. Well, my friends, you take care of yourselves. You let me know in the comments whether you think I was out of line, right on the money. Tell your story if this resonated with you. Please let me know. And I will not judge you. If you've made a mistake and you want to talk about it, I will be there to support you. I will be there to say, hey man, I appreciate you having the guts and the cojones to speak up, because this is not something that's really easily discussed without total embarrassment and shame. And I'm here to tell you, there is no embarrassment or shame in owning up to previous mistakes to then prevent future ones for yourself and others. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace. Oh, and before I go, pray for Donald Trump. He needs it. Peace.